Now we have another PES item, 1289.
Authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to acquire certain permanent property rights necessary for construction of the Woodlawn King Alley Sewer Rehabilitation Project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Okay, and we still have the real Scott Gibson here to explain.
Good morning, Scott Gibson, for the record. So more than one-third of Portland's public sewer pipes are over 80 years old, and Environmental Services has an ongoing program to repair or replace these aging sewers that are in poor condition. The Bureau will start construction next summer on a project to repair about 11 miles of old sewer pipe in Portland's Woodlawn King neighborhoods. Some of these sewers scheduled for repair are not accessible from the public right-of-way, and Environmental Services needs to acquire easements to repair these. In this instance, the city does not have an easement for an existing sewer in a backyard on five properties. And in coordination with our repair, we're going to remedy the fact that those projects are not encumbered by an easement, and we're going to procure a new easement on those five properties. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer those.
Have you made contact with each of the five property owners?
I believe we have. Unfortunately, I couldn't talk to the project manager this morning, but we will typically do that first step.
So, and did they also get mailed notice of this proceeding?
So, Commissioner Fritz, typically we do the ordinance sort of separate from the communication issue. That's under the advice of PBOT right-of-way agents. We always approach all of these owners as soon as we can with the information and attempt to negotiate a fair settlement that doesn't use the eminent domain authorization. There is something that the right-of-way agents have told us that we want to make sure we get the authorization for condemnation on record before we begin serious negotiations.
Right, I understand that. I find eminent domain one of the things I'm most cautious about as a city council member. Taking of somebody's property, even with just compensation,
right,
is a significant thing in our community. So it's a non-emergency ordinance, I see, right? So
I
would like you to affirmatively let me know before my vote next week that, in fact, the property owners, as well as the residents, if different, were notified about this, and so that they can express concern if they have any.
I'll do that immediately when I get back to the office. Thank you.
Other questions? Thanks very much, Scott. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it passes to second reading. Got a lot of projects going.